You don't have to do this. You don't want to do this.
Desire is irrelevant. I am a machine.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is back as the robot warrior from the future in Terminator 3, Rise of the Machines, second sequel to the saga that began with the first Terminator movie almost 20 years ago. If, as expected, Schwarzenegger launches a political career by running for California governor, the bodybuilder-turned-actor says he is not quitting his day job just yet.
I'm looking forward to doing many more films. Right now we're getting ready to put together Westworld, which is going to be one of the next projects. So we're moving, forward with full steam. And I think that there's, I don't see why I should be stopping at this point.
But the writing may be on the wall for Schwarzenegger as an action hero. The very big budget T3 has not performed up to expectations. Its ticket sales plummeted more than 50% a week. And in 3 weeks at theaters, it's grossed only a bit more than half of its estimated $200 million production costs. Terminator 3 ends up in fifth place.
A good agent doesn't need gadgets. The only gadgets I've ever needed are a sharp eye, a finely tuned ear, and a slightly bigger brain than is strictly necessary.
Suave, debonair, highly skilled, Johnny English is none of those things, but he is the only agent left in the British Secret Service who can stop a plot to usurp the throne. Rowan Atkinson stars in the feature film based on a character he created for a series of TV commercials in England. As Johnny English, Oxford-educated Atkinson does whatever it takes to get a laugh, from slapstick fight scenes to slogging through sewage.
I do enjoy very silly, very low humor, I'm afraid, and I don't mind admitting it. It's yet another example, I suppose, of the sort of duality in my personality and my tastes, in the same sense that I love very verbal comedy and I love very subtle, very erudite comedy, and I love the most basic, most childish jokes that you can imagine. And I derive equal pleasure from both, and I'm not pretending to enjoy them because I think a mass audience will enjoy them. Actually, it is genuinely reflective, this film, as with all the films and TV shows I've done, is genuinely reflective of the range of my appreciation, and they make me laugh.
Australian singer Natalie Imbruglia co-stars, and Johnny English comes to America already a hit in its home territory. The comedy debuts stateside at number 4. The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen is an action-adventure that brings together a collection of 19th-century literary characters, from the Invisible Man to Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde to Soldier of Fortune Alan Quatermain.
Extraordinary gentlemen indeed.
And women.
Sean Connery stars as Quatermain, and The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen slips a spot to number 3.
Look! The moonlight shows us what we really are. We are cursed men.
I hardly believe in ghost stories anymore.
You best start believing in ghost stories, Miss Turner. You're in one.
Inspired by the long popular Disneyland amusement park ride, Pirates of the Caribbean, Curse of the Black Pearl, stars Jeffrey Rush as leader of a mutiny against pirate captain Johnny Depp, who enlists the help of Orlando Bloom to get his vessel back and, in the process, rescue captured, but by no means helpless, Keira Knightley.
Oh, it's fantastic. It was me and all my boys. I enjoyed it a lot. And they're so good-looking that, I always had eye candy. Apart from them being very dirty a lot of the time and rather smelly as well, being in the Caribbean and it being very hot. It was fantastic. I had a great laugh.
Pirates of the Caribbean, Curse of the Black Pearl is a solid hit in second place this week, bumped from the top spot by the return of a pair of wisecracking, hard-charging, straight-shooting Miami police detectives in the sequel to the 1995 hit Bad Boys.
We just want to talk!
You want to talk?
Oh, God! They can't hear you because they're still shooting at you!
The action is hotter in Bad Boys 2 for co-stars Will Smith and Martin Lawrence.
Every movie you get an opportunity to really work on your craft. And I know some people say they don't watch their work and all that, but I watch my work and I try to get better and I try to figure out, wow, what it is I can do to get better.
Bad Boys 2 has a big opening weekend and shoots up to number 1, the new most popular movie at North American theaters. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.